So this past spring, a pair of sparrows began to build a nest in the awning of our front porch. The awning was partially raised underneath the roof, and it had a fold, just about so, underneath the edge of the porch roof, a perfect little spot, apparently, for a nest. And in the morning, for days on end, Edwin and I would watch this pair, these little things, carrying pine needles and tufts of grass, a few patches of animal hair, and even a silver streamer that I think belonged to one of my children's toys. I don't know if you could see the nest from your pew when I showed it to the kids at the children's sermon. It was a mansion of a thing, actually, huge compared to the size of the birds. And we were excited because we thought that we were going to have eggs and baby birds. And during these days, as I watched the sparrows build this nest, I thought of all the scripture passages that speak about birds and nests and how sparrows, you know, how Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount that two sparrows are sold for a penny and yet not one of them falls to the ground without our Heavenly Father knowing it, but how we're of more worth than many sparrows. And how Psalm 84 praises God's house as such a lovely dwelling place that even the sparrow has found a home and thus swallow a nest for herself near the altar. And of course, there's the parable of the mustard seed. How the mustard seed, small thing that it is, becomes a shrub where the birds of the air can make their nests. When I've heard that parable in the past, I've always focused on the smallness of the mustard seed. It's pictured on your bulletin cover, magnified hundreds and hundreds of times. They are tiny little things, mustard seeds. But upon seeing this McMansion of a bird's nest, I suddenly heard something in that parable that I had never heard before, which was how the kingdom of God becomes big and expansive compared to the size of that small seed. For surely a shrub that can house a nest like this is big indeed. And how the kingdom of God is not just about little actions, but that there's something about the grace that's found in the kingdom of God in which we can just live and move around and have our being and do the things that are necessary for nests and for young and for hunting worms and bugs, you know, just everyday life. In the kingdom of God, there's grace to unfold all that's in God's kingdom, all of our everyday lives. But I have this nest here today because something else happened. My red tabbies. Without fail, Barnacle and Nimrod spend most of their mornings on the porch on the other side of the house in my husband's study. But I guess they must have discovered that something was up on the front porch. And while they are not outdoor cats, there is a window with a good view of where that nest was. And apparently for cats, two little birds moving around with pine needles and tufts of grass is absolutely riveting entertainment. Our Barnacle, who is the one who catches all the mice in the basement, parked himself at the window and stared for hours the morning he discovered the sparrows. He did not move. But the birds did. They left their nest, and they departed for parts unknown. And on the day when we realized it was all over, the cats had returned to their perch in the study, and we lifted the nest out of the awning, and I thought of the scripture again and realized that I'd missed something else, which is that when Jesus speaks of the mustard seed growing large enough for birds and their nests, he means not only is there grace enough in the kingdom of God for everyday life, but that the kingdom will be made safe for the smallest and the most vulnerable. The metaphor didn't come from nowhere. Ancient kings like to compare themselves to big trees, mighty cedars, impressive in height and girth. It's what the prophet Ezekiel was talking about in our first lesson, which is all about trees, big and large, green and dry. But for Ezekiel, prophet of the Lord God, the thing that matters the most when God compares God's own kingdom to a tree is not its height or its size or its ability to dwarf the people who stand next to it. What matters most is the tree's ability to foster life, to create conditions that allow people to flourish. And Jesus picks up on that in his parable about the mustard seed, almost joking in a way. It's like a little variation on the theme of the big cedar. The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, the smallest of the seeds that grows, well, not into a big tree, but into a shrub. But that's still important enough for the kingdom of God. Why? Because even a shrub can do the work that the kingdom of God is meant to do. Shield the small and the vulnerable. Protect the birds. Allow them to build their nests. Note that Jesus does not say that the kingdom of God is like a window at which a cat can stare out through the screen as if to pounce. Think about the trees and the mustard shrub and the birds and the nests, and of the window, and of my cats. And I think about the scriptures now every time I see pictures on the news of children in cages in detention centers on our nation's border. And when I hear of stories of young children, toddlers even, separated from their parents, when I read the testimonies of lawyers and pediatricians and shelter workers, and I have thought in reading these stories of God's heart for the vulnerable, and how in God's kingdom there is always order, and yes, there are boundaries, for trees are very orderly creations. But how that order is meant to shield and protect and show mercy, especially to the smallest. And how it does not inflict cruelty, and how it never tolerates it. At our synod assembly these past few days, I heard further stories of how our church is trying to respond to the situation on our border with compassion and advocacy and accompaniment and justice, with a special eye on protecting the little ones who make no choices for themselves. We Lutherans are not alone in this work. Nearly every church, even ones with whom Lutherans disagree on many other theological and social issues, are lifting up their voices in concern. From the Roman Catholics to the Methodists to the Southern Baptist to the National Association of Evangelicals and beyond, those who know the name of Christ are lifting up their voices, crying that there must be some other way. For the kingdom that we serve is a common kingdom, and that kingdom has a clear character. It commissions us for service to the vulnerable and the despised. It conscripts us to honor human dignity. It mobilizes us for mercy and charges us with charity. Why? Because the kingdom of God has been planted in our hearts. Like a twig broken off and planted in a high place, as Ezekiel thought. Think of that. Our hearts are a high place. Like a mustard seed. The love of God takes the shape of a cross planted upon us, which declares God's end to cruelty and God's will for abundant life for all people. And the cross, God's love, like a mustard seed when it is planted, does not stay small. Our hearts are too small a habitat for the kingdom. But it grows within us and outside us, until we become like Jesus, living trees, where birds find safety. Amen.